Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how you doing on this Monday evening here? Hope everybody's out there doing fine, you know. We could be in worse situations than we are now, but we gotta learn to be thankful for the things that, you know, we have and the things that, I mean, be grateful for just everything, you know, and be thankful. Okay, today's topic is, I believe the world can change with the renewing of the mind. And it can change, but people have to renew their minds. You can't change with the same mind frame because your mind will be still doing the same thing and thinking about the same things. But when you renew your mind, you're able to do other things and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think everybody should renew their mind because it makes you a better person, it makes you a wiser person, and it's just good to renew your mind so, you know, you can stay away from negative thoughts and always be positive. It's not easy always being positive because people will come against you trying to, you know, bring the negative side out of you. But are you going to fall into what they're trying to do to bring you out your character, or are you going to keep yourself intact and you stay in character and let them look foolish, you know what I'm saying? Because people will do you like that, you know what I'm saying? And when you're trying to renew your mind, you have to change your surroundings because you're trying to renew your mind, so you're trying to elevate and grow. And some people don't want to grow. Like, some people like being in the same situations that they're in. And when you're trying to grow, you can't do everything and be with everybody. It's just not going to work like that. I want to read Proverbs 14. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. And the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is in the way of death. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow. At the end of mirth may be grief. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied above. The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. A wise man fears the departs from evil, but a fool rages is self-confident. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated. The simple inherit fully, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil will bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not go astray who devise evil, but mercy and truth along those who devise good? In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. In a multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is the downfall of a prince. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy. The wicked is banished in his wickedness, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. Wisdom rests in the hearts of him who has understanding, but what is in the heart of fools is made known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. So renewing your mind is for, you know, you to change, and how you outview, your outview of life changes also with the renewing of your mind. You look at things in another perspective. You know, as you grow, you're going to be on another level. So it's going to be, you know, things that come against you, and you won't have no choice but to grow. But when you renew your mind, you learn different ways on how to deal with different situations and how to come at situations differently than you would have came at them before. So there's nothing wrong with renewing our minds, because it's going to make the world a better place, because you'll learn people that don't treat people right. You'll learn to treat them right. You'll learn to show more love. And a lot of people not showing love. It's more hate, violence. It's just so much negativity in the world now. So I encourage everybody to renew their minds to have a better life for you and the next generation and the family and for everybody in the world. It starts with each individual focusing on themselves to be the better person that they can be, because, you know, acting in ignorance and being foolish all the time is getting us nowhere.
Boy, coming through one more game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People usually walk with God to judge in life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People usually walk with God to judge in life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Kingdom building, you fight against lost souls. It's the God in me. He died and he rose. Shed his blood for our sins, died on the cross. Through life experience, I've been a saint. Sun will shine after the rain. Mistake after mistake, apologies mean nothing. Walking in love is something of a fight. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Every day you deal with different circumstances. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Walking in love, gotta forgive ignorance. No matter the age, people still lack common sense. Who's to blame? No one but the individual. Lyrical poet, don't send subliminals. Living in these days, things are getting critical. Mission blessed, God's time is tested. There's no recession when you're under God's wing. Long suffering, he'll manifest you to your dreams. Long suffering, he'll manifest you to your dreams. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. One who hurts you most is closer to your heart. Meditating on God's word gives us a fresh start. Only way to walk in love after pain. Renew your mind, don't overbake your brain. Don't overbake your brain. Easily forgive, trying to walk in this image. Love is a blessing mixed with a curse. Humble when devils get the trip. And love you more, step closer to my vision. Love you more, step closer to my vision. Situations are overlooked for the love of Christ. People use your walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. living for Christ. Gotta fight demons after demons. Situations I overlook for the love of Christ. People you can walk with God to judge your life. Jealousy and envy is not good to have within. Living for Christ, gotta fight demons after demons. Living for Christ, you gotta fight demons. Every day you wake up, it's a fight. So keep moving and keep going. Keep moving and keep going. Yeah, lyrical poet, and you know it. Hot mix.
Hot mix, Walking in Love by yours truly, Lyrical, myself. But also with renewing your mind, you learn to walk in love with people. It's not easy to walk in love with people. That's why we have to renew our mind. That's why there's a lot of hate and violence going on now, because a lot of people are falling to, you know, the flesh, and they don't know how to walk in love after somebody does something to them, or learn to walk away, or learn to be the bigger person. But as you renew your mind, you'll learn how to walk away from things that don't need a reaction to everything. You know what I'm saying? You'll learn how to deal with situations differently. Like, okay, I used to go off and come on my character, but now as I'm renewing my mind and seeing things in a different perspective, I'm not finna go off like that, like I used to, you know, how I let people, you know, have control over me. Like, if they do something, I'm quick to come back and retaliate. No, I'm gonna be humble, be cool, renew my mind, and keep my peace inside and stop letting people have power and control over me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not easy, but you'll learn to with the renewing of your mind. Also, in this world right now, so much ignorance and negativity. Everybody needs to put God first, but, you know, a lot of people don't want to change. A lot of people don't want to grow. People want to elevate. People want to go to the next level, but it's a process of going to the next level and elevating. And a lot of people just want handouts, and they don't want to go through anything. They just want things done on the, you know, handed to them, just handed to them without going through nothing. But it doesn't work like that. You got to go through something to get something. And many times it ain't going to be what you want to go through, but it's going to be well worth it, because you're going to come out stronger, wiser, and better. Do whatever. You just have to stay focused on getting you better and renewing your mind, so, you know, things that can affect you emotionally and, you know, spiritually gives you peace and stuff like that. A lot of people in this world don't have peace because a lot of people not putting God first or acknowledging God or giving him his praise and worship and stuff like that. I mean, we can't just serve God when things are going bad and then forget about him when things are going good. That's why he makes us go through things, because if he just give us blessings just like that easily, then some people abuse power and just abuse the blessing that God's given them, and don't, you know, they think they did it on their own and forget God did that for them. So, yeah, you got to go through some things to give God his glory, because he's working through us, so you got to give him the glory. It's not, we ain't doing this on our own. We ain't doing these gifts. You have to renew your mind with gifts or with anything in life. You have to, because you will not be able to handle anything in life if you don't have God, because you need to be well-balanced, and a lot of people are not balanced. And when situations come, they're easily moved. We have to be balanced in life to live a peaceful life. I want to read this poem. It's by Terry Webb. God will call us all, a road in which is hard to walk, but the best there is to trot. Blessed is the road for all, the one that leads to God. There is no need for worry, because God, he walks ahead, but some has turned the other way, away from God instead. God will call us all one day and take us by the hand to lead us into a paradise, his own chosen land. Nothing you will ever want, he will be your heart's desire. Those who turn away from him will meet in hell-bound fire. God will call us all one day, then our eyes will see the glory of our Lord and Savior, Lord and Majesty. So he's calling people, but people are not understanding it and not opening their eyes, because most of the times we want to do things our way, like, you know, but working with God and renewing our minds, you know, we'll learn to wait on God, because he gives us what we need and the best of things that we need. So everybody, renew your mind, put God first. People need to stop being selfish, you know, help people out. You know, because you never know, one day you might need that same help from somebody, but then when you need the help, nobody's going to help you, because when you had it to help people, you didn't help nobody. It's not always in the form of money or helping somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's many different forms of helping people. So we just need more people to stop letting life let them make their heart stone cold because of, you know, the bad choices that we make in life. And the bad choices that we make in life can sometimes cause our own, well, most time cause our own pain, you know. And then we look into God like, well, what happened, Lord, you know. But sometimes we make our wrong decisions that we have to learn from, you know. Mistakes is a part of life. And if you learn from it, you're going to grow in life. And if you don't learn from it, you're going to keep going around in circles until you learn from it. Nobody wants to keep going around in circles, you know. So just learn from your mistakes, and so you can start repeating the same mistakes. But that also comes with renewing your mind. See, you have to renew your mind in order to change, because you cannot do things with the old mind frame. You cannot do things with the old mind frame. It's just not going to work like that. It's just not going to work like that. And, you know, we got to get that through our heads. You know, like I say, you got to stay away from people who don't want to grow, because they will hinder you from growing in areas of your life because they're comfortable where they at. And most times we have to fight the demons that's inside of us, because, man, we all got inner demons, but you can't let that control you. You have to have control over your inner demons. And sometimes it be so strong on people that they give into it, and then they lose control over the things, because these demons are strong, and, like, this spiritual stuff is really seriously, I mean, it's really serious, and a lot of people don't take it serious. That's why a lot of people committing suicide, you know, killing other folks, going, like, the guy went in church, killed all them black folks that time. I forgot what state it was in. And then, come on, man, that's real heartless to go in the church or anywhere and kill somebody like that. Like, see, if his mind was renewed and, you know, he had a close relationship with God, he wouldn't have done anything like that, because he wouldn't have had none of them thoughts in his head. Them type of thoughts are not of God in no way, shape, or form. So in order to help yourself and to help others, you have to get yourself right. You can't let nobody make you hate somebody or dislike somebody. You have to stand up for yourself and be your own person. Stop letting people control you and focus on you and do you, make you a better person so we can make the world a better place.
never gave up on us. No man has a plan better than him. Better than him.
Looking for a miracle. You know, we are looking for a miracle. And the biggest miracle everybody needs is to put God first so we could change this world and make it a better place. So many people worried about who's going to be the next president after Obama leaves. No, let God. God is still over whoever is going to be the president. So focus on God and he's going to work it out for us. No matter who is president, God is still on the throne, and he's still going to take care of us regardless of what people do, you know what I'm saying? It's just that a lot of people abuse the power that they are given and don't know. Some people don't even know how to handle the power they're given. That's why they abuse what they get, and it's crazy. You don't have to abuse your power, you know, make good use of your power. That's why people need to put God first, because if you're in a position of power, you ain't gonna abuse and misuse the people that's under you. If you're in a higher power, you're in there to lead and lead the people in the right direction, not the wrong direction, not to bring harm or hurt or pain and frustration to the people that you are, you know, overlooking. That's not why you're in a higher position. And some people don't care, like selfish. And you can't be a leader or be in no higher position and be selfish, because it's not about you. It's about helping others and making wherever you're positioned at to be a better place. Lyrics be too real, mess with your soul, get your body chills. No need for ignorant lyrics, it's enough of those. Jesus Christ died and he rose, still in the process. Live destiny's path, smooth sailing while evil souls pass. Either it's a lesson or a hater in disguise. You're too evil, want to blame it on your past. Time to forgive and forget, ease pain, get over it. Only hinder yourself, negative downfall. Faith, do you have it or not? That's what's needed when our back against it all. Do our best and it don't add up. Going through struggles, some can't stand up. Many women and men, childish, can't stand up. Need change across this nation. Show me love, stop hating. Material things only temporary. Struggle come and people get the faking. It's crazy, like my lyrics, those are my lyrics. I write those. I use them because I use them in a positive way, because that's what the people need nowadays. And it wouldn't have came with me renewing my mind. So if I didn't renew my mind, I couldn't spit no lyrics or flow or write poetry like that. You know what I'm saying? It all came with a process of struggling, going through things, getting over this hump, getting over that hump, you know, putting God first, you know, praising, worshiping God, even though I'm not perfect in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not going to act like I am, because nobody will never be perfect, because, you know, everybody's a work in process. You know what I'm saying? So don't let people make you something you're not. You know, renew your mind, find who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know who you are, somebody will make you to who you ain't. And that's just real right there. So, but when we know who we are and stop letting people take advantage of us and change the world by us being good and not letting people change our good hearts because of something that other people do, you know what I'm saying? And then when you have a good heart, a lot of people will abuse that. So you have to renew your mind, or like many people that's gone now, your life will be a wrap, because they used to one way, and like they stuck in that way and can't change because they get comfortable in that way. But some people lose their lives when they're comfortable. You know, you got to challenge yourself. Being uncomfortable challenges you, because you have no choice but to change and grow when you challenge yourself. And we all need to grow in areas of our life. So, like I said, we can make the world right a better place, and, you know, we could leave a better example for other peoples in the world, too. So I believe the world can change. And there's a lot of other people that believe the world can change, too. But it's always going to be distractions that come against you. It's always going to be evil souls that come against you, people blind, that spiritually blind, that's coming against you. And it's like people that don't want to change is going to come against you. You're going to lose friends. You're going to find more heartache and pain. But the pain only builds you and make you stronger. We need pain in order to change. Without pain, we ain't going to change, because we're going to be comfortable in like the way we are. That's why a lot of people right now are comfortable being evil-hearted. And that's not the way to change the world, being evil-hearted. Love conquers all. And you can't drive hate out with hate. You got to drive hate out with love. And don't get me wrong, at times it's not easy to love, especially someone that brought you none of the pain or keep misusing you and abusing you. But with the renewing of your mind, you can do anything. You can make a change. You can be that change. You can inspire somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can motivate somebody to bring out the best in them. But change starts with each individual focusing on themselves. And you got to focus on yourself in order to change the game. And that's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Tupac. R.I.P. Pac. Beats.
blood and beans in order to survive. Realize the blessing just to be alive. Even after all the tears that you have cried. Who's coming in? It's all the old school. Motivation, no business. Who's talking to the beat? Guaranteed that you'll put this on repeat. It's time to change the world. Be the world, no peace. To be alive, even after all the tears that you have cried. Who's coming in on the old school beat? Motivation, no leadership, conquers and defeat. Guaranteed that you put this on repeat. It's time to take the drug, get a hold of your feet.
Lyrical is in the building, let's be quiet. Bring it through the flames, moment of silence. Retire from this, ain't even a thought. Let's change the world, we all have a fresh start.
Oh, let it go, pull with the more.
Yes, sir. So it's time to open your eyes, people. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Kids want to live longer than they're living now. Some people ain't even, some kids are dying. Babies dying. Come on, man. We got to change the world. This ain't how it's supposed to be. Kids ain't growing up to see life. They're getting taken short. They just living a little bit of life. And God didn't make us like that. Some people ain't even making it to see 20, 25. This is not the way the world is supposed to be. It's not. The devil is, y'all letting the devil take control over y'all too much. It's time to renew your mind. Get with God so he can help you. Please. Haters don't hate. Shake and bait. One thing can't stand is fake folks. People claim to be real. All I see is jokes. Mean and evil reap what you sow. Devil send his troopers to send them low blows. Trying to kill your dreams, make your foe. Still bless heart, pure gold. True story being told. Get angry, must write these lyrics. Put my soul in these words. Feel power. Truth is all spoken. Live life is golden. Glory to God. Glory be to God, can't make it on my own. All I know is Jesus Christ is on the throne. Evil souls have no control over themselves. Hateful folks, ungrateful folks. Give me 50 feet on a mission for God. Demons come against me, but I'm a child of God. Vengeance is his, he shall repay. Any way it goes, haters still hate. Either way it goes, somebody gonna hate on you. But you don't have to react to people. Learn to chill out. Show more love. And if you won't get along with somebody, distance yourself from them. You know, if somebody don't want to treat you right, distance yourself. It's ways around things, and we got to start making a change. It ain't always, every action don't require a reaction. Chill out. Be humble. It's time to change the world. So let's get it. Jesus. We ain't gonna never be perfect. Ain't nobody gonna never be perfect. Jesus said, come as you are. Come as you are. He gonna make the changes in you that he want in you. He gonna bring out things in you you don't even know that's in you. But you so caught up in the world and doing crazy things and want to be crazy, act foolish, and don't want to renew your mind and get your peace and joy and keep your happiness. Come on, people. We got to do this. We are the world changers. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a fight. But if you want to change, you're going to have to fight and also pray. Pray and fight. They go together. You have to, or you're going to lose your mind, commit suicide, and go on to, you know, be a Hitler or somebody. We don't need no more Hitlers, man. Come on. Man. I believe we can make a change, people. Everybody has good inside them. You have good and evil inside you. It's what side you let ride you the most. What side you feed the most is going to have control over you. And this just is what it is, and that's the real truth. Today's topic was, I believe the world can't change with the renewing of the mind. Old ways have to change. Only God can change our mind frame. Stay away from people who don't want to grow. Stop the violence, eliminating the hate. We have to defeat our inner demons. Everyone individually needs to work on themselves. And remember, keep God first in your life. He's going to take you to wherever he wants you to be. It's places you're going to go and things you're going to see that you have never thought you would see or, you know, in your life. God show you favor in areas. You know, all you have to do is be faithful to him, do his work, and he's going to work it out for you. You ain't going to need to stress or worry about anything because he's going to provide for you. We may not have what we want, but we definitely have what we need. So let's make a change. If I believe the world can change, it's a lot of more people that believe the world can change. But you have to have the right heart and the right mind. And your mind has to be renewed so you can have peace in your heart and soul. That's where the devil attacks us inside. That's why a lot of people going crazy outside, because most people are all toe up and damaged inside. And as long as you keep neglecting your soul, you will never change. Have a great day. Until next time. Big Dreams LA with Lyrical Poet.